You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the USA, gas cooking has entered the culture wars, with the way you cook becoming a part of your political identity. Professor John Tukey is a professor at AUT in the School of Future Environments, and he discusses the issues around gas cooking, as well as whether we could see a political battle over the way you cook here in Aotearoa. I began by asking Professor Tukey what alternatives there are to gas cooking.
Electricity is the primary mechanism of which power is otherwise going to be applied to food in order to be able to heat it up and so on. So the way in which you do it, it just varies on the way in which you generate power. So you're thinking in terms of utilization of solar or wind or hydro schemes and so on. And we actually have a high level of renewables in the New Zealand power economy, power landscape. About 81, 82% of the is renewable. The problem fundamentally is this. Our power infrastructure, the way in which we transfer power to remote communities, etc., is so lacking in resilience that we're actually creating an enormous problem, particularly for some of our poorest communities. How are we going to be able to ensure in the event of a natural disaster that we've got continuous power provision? You've seen what's happened in recent situations with Gabrielle and so on. When that came through and blasted through the Hawke's Bay and Bay of Plenty and so on, it caused immense damage, and communities were without power for weeks. Even now, up where I live, out in West Auckland, there are still, you know, we still have in and out moments because of the power supply issue. And even in our biggest city, in Auckland itself, we had huge areas of the population who were incapable of delivering or to have power delivered to them. And we actually need to be emphasizing micro generation at a local level rather than macro generation at a centralized massive distribution center, because we need to be taking load off of our infrastructure, not doubling down and requiring it to just go further and further and further. You know, until we've massively improved our level of infrastructural investment and we have the continuity and the resilience in the power supply delivery chain, we really need to be very careful about taking on board these ideological positions of phasing out gas.
Why is gas cooking starting to receive some negative attention?
The basic problem is that what we've got is competing issues with regard to the requirements of meeting our emissions requirements as far as the international accords that we've committed ourselves to, Paris Climate Accord and so on. And one of the principal ways in which that takes place is either on carbon dioxide emissions for greenhouse gas, obviously, alternatively also in the form of methane. So here in New Zealand we have the issue of cow flatulence, which everybody knows about and has heard about, but also gas cooking and so on. Gas cookers have a tendency to emit hydrocarbons over a period of time, and consequently they're very active greenhouse gases.
So will phasing out the use of gas help to reduce our emissions?
Well, in an absolute sense, yes. However, if you actually look at the volume of gas that we as a nation consume, and the amount of hydrocarbons that are generated, or rather the amount of methane gas that gets emitted as a result of these sorts of things, it's negligible. So, you know, ultimately, if you're consuming power, unless it's absolutely renewable, then you're going to be generating CO2 to a greater or lesser extent. The question mark is how we're doing that, whether it be, you know, power generation in a traditional power station, hydro schemes or whatever.
And another thing that sort of caught a bit of attention about gas cooking is some of the health issues for those using it indoors. Normally, you know, like a gas stove in an enclosed space. Some of these health issues are starting to be highlighted. Would you be able to tell us a little bit about those?
Well, there's always been an issue with regard to the health effects of gas in enclosed environments, whatever it may be. So if you have incomplete combustion, you end up with carbon monoxide production, which obviously can suffocate, but also ingestion of or breathing in of general hydrocarbons is not a good thing, obviously, because there are carcinogenic concerns, and they also have a tendency to affect other aspects of health. That having been said, these issues have been well known for many, many years. My sense is, particularly if you look at the cultural zeitgeist that's coming from America in particular, it's more about making a compelling argument. Will no one think of the children argument when it comes to phasing out gas? Because obviously, it's the sort of policy position which has the potential to attract a huge backlash of woke politics gone mad, as opposed to if it's about health, that's a different conversation to be had. So I can absolutely see where, yes, there is a concern, but it's been known for many, many years and is not that big an issue. So, yeah, it's an interesting paradoxical position.
And, yeah, you touched on it briefly there. It is an entry into the latest sort of book of culture wars, I suppose, is gas cooking. We've had Republican politician Matt Gaetz tweet that you'll have to pry gas cooking from his cold, dead hands. We've had chefs taping themselves to stoves. How have we gotten to this position? How has it entered the culture wars?
It's become so utterly politically charged. So back in the day, Barack Obama committed the Americans to joining the Paris Climate Accords and the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions by 2050 and all this sort of stuff in order to limit the effect of anthropogenic heating of the planet. Okay, fine, you can accept that or discard that, whichever you believe to be true. What happened subsequently was Donald Trump came in, and one of the first things he did was withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. So you had battle lines drawn very, very particularly in America as a split nation, 50-50, either side of the political aisle. And then you scroll forward to the point where Joe Biden took over. One of the first things he did was shut down prospecting for shale gas and shale oil type of things, fracking, all the other things that he shut down and basically cut back on the exploitation of hydrocarbons in the U.S., continental U.S., because at that point it was one of the largest exporters. It stepped back from being an exporter, now it's a net consumer. And as a result of this, you've now got they're now recommitted to the Paris Climate Accord, and basically the whole notion of the Green New Deal, which is so it was pushed by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, etc., over there, has now filtered through to absolute battle lines drawn between left and right of political debate.
Could you foresee something like this happening here in Aotearoa? And would this affect barbecues? Because I imagine if barbecues got brought into this discussion, it would certainly...
Well, it's a natural progression to affect barbecues, because if anything, there are more gas barbecues than there are gas stovetops in New Zealand. But could it happen here? It could do, but it depends on how it was played out. In America, it's so massively politically charged, and the way in which things are played out on the media landscape and Twitter sphere and all the other things that they have kicking around, it creates massive conflict. And all you have to do is go onto YouTube and have a look at some of the various different positions that are taken. The extremities are such, which kind of doesn't really fit with the New Zealand mindset in my mind. But could it happen here? In an absolute sense, yes, but it depends on how the political players in place choose to pursue it.
That was Professor John Tukey on gas cooking.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.